What is a couples intensive? You hear about these as well as marriage retreats, which I basically view them as the same thing. In this podcast, I'll share how I define couples intensives and why I do them. So if that sounds interesting, keep listening and check it out. Welcome, everyone. This is Solving Disconnection and Creating Connected Relationships for Couples and Parents. My name is Jason A. Polk, and I've worked exclusively with couples as a therapist and coach for over 10 years. On this podcast, I share my experience professionally, personally, and those of our amazing guests. My definition of a couples intensive is that we are going to do as much couples therapy as we can in 1 or 2 days. It's usually for couples on the brink of divorce or breakup that traditional style therapy hasn't helped. It's also for couples that want a different model. For example, traditional therapy is usually, let's meet every week for an hour or so. And that can be difficult for some couples in terms of time, in terms of scheduling, and more importantly, because it can take longer to have results. It's also for couples that may have built up a lot of past resentments and hurts. And it can take some time for partners to really be heard and acknowledged on these past resentments. My role, and this is often what I do during couples intensive sessions, is to guide you to having a productive dialogue on that. And I asked Siri what the definition of a dialogue is. And I got a couple definitions, and basically it's a conversation between two or more people, a discussion between two or more people. But the highlight here is that we want a conversation between two people, and that entails a speaker and a listener. What we don't want is a monologue of past resentments. One is if we go on and on and on, we lose our listener. Also, if we're talking about more than one thing, then it can be overwhelming and confusing for the listener. So my job is to guide you to a healthy back and forth on whatever it is that has occurred. Basically, so there's a speaker and there's a listener. And also, we can't just bring a bag full of resentments during an intensive and empty it out on our partner. We have to use discretion on this, right? We don't want to make it so we're pummeling our partner. But if something is really bothering us, it's really important that we speak from a centered, respectful place, respectful towards our partner, so we can really be heard. Because I've seen this in my practice, when resentments are heard and acknowledged, that can go a long way. What we don't want from the listener is to be defensive or say something like, gosh, will you just get over this already? Or the other side going one down, it's, oh, why are you with me? I am such a horrible person. Basically, what we want is acknowledgement and for it to be heard. Sometimes that's enough. You know, you may include, I'm sorry, or gosh, that must have felt horrible, whatever that is. But we want a discussion. On the second day of couples intensives, how I do it, I give each partner beforehand a DART assessment. Now, this assessment stands for Developmental and Relational Trauma. It's not the sexiest title ever. It's not like you're going to wake up in the morning and be like, oh, that assessment sounds fun. Let me do that. But the purpose of it is to, in the presence, and I do this assessment in the presence of each partner. So it would be all three of us going through it with me guiding the discussion. And we examine and discuss your upbringing. And this can be a powerful and moving experience for couples. And the purpose of this is for insight and compassion into how maybe some of your earlier adaptations show up in the relationship today. And we have this really great quote in relational life therapy, the model that I've been trained in, and that is, it was adaptive then, but maladaptive now. And so it's important to highlight and have compassion. Of course, those were your adaptations. That's how you survived psychologically, emotionally, and even physically. And those reflexes today at times show up maladaptively. And so it's important to be able to examine that and pinpoint it. Like, it's not that you're fundamentally flawed or there's something inherently wrong with you. It makes sense where these are coming from. And that is some of the compassion. And sometimes it can be very beneficial for the partner to hear this. Sometimes it occurs, gosh, I never knew this. Yeah, I never heard you talk about your upbringing in that way. That often happens during these sessions. And when you have this information, when there's awareness around it, the next question is, what are we going to do with it, right? And so the idea is to spend less time in those reflexes, or we can sometimes say those older ego states, that get triggered. And can we, as individuals, begin to form a relationship with those younger parts of us? And that's where a little bit where the inner child work comes in, or simply being aware of it. Again, awareness is so important. Maybe we just breathe into it. Maybe we're aware it's coming up and we pause, we take a time out. So basically what we're doing is we're beginning to work with those parts of us that don't care about relationship tools, right? That don't care about the relationship. Like, when I'm triggered, really triggered, I don't care about tools, and I'm a couples therapist, right? But what I need to be able to do is to be aware of when my younger ego state comes online, what makes me want to fight and be mean and be nasty. I'm aware when it starts to come up, and I get the heck out of there, right? I call a timeout. This is something you're open to. I have a conversation with that younger ego state. Hey, little Jason, I got this. I can talk to my wife. You don't need to. Whatever that is. But it's important to cultivate a relationship, whether that is a dialogue, an inner dialogue, or just taking space or breathing or mindfulness, whatever that is. We don't want those parts of us, as we say, in the driver's seat, because when our triggered parts are in the driver's seat too much of the time, as my mentor says, that's the part of us that's driving the relationship into the ditch. So we don't want that. We want to be in our wise adult state of mind, or our centered state of mind. And the more we are there, the more open we are to using tools. And part of the couples intensive too, as we're on the topic of tools, is to provide you two with tools, provide you two with agreements, right? For example, if there's something I want to bring up with my partner, how do I do that? And we use a tool called the feedback wheel, which is something like, hey, is now a good time to talk? And you can say yes or no. But if it is a yes, you two have the agreement that we're going to be intentional about this conversation, right? I'm going to summon my wise adult or my centered part of me, whatever that is, breathe, and I'm going to speak in a respectful manner to my partner to share my feedback I want to give, or to share my hurt or an incident or an issue that I'm concerned about, to share that. And then the partner who's listening, who said yes, now's a good time, your job is to listen and stay centered. We don't want the inner rebuttal. We don't want to be, okay, I'm waiting for you to be done so I can tell you my hurt. No, there needs to be a speaker or listener. That is one of the tools that we do during the intensive. And it's really important. I know it can be cliche, but it's really important. And also, while we're making it so we're spending less time in conflict, it's really important, and we do this during every intensive, to remember what makes your partner feel loved and what makes you feel loved. And for there to be more connection and harmony in the relationship, I encourage both partners to start appreciating each other. That's so important. And the thing about it, appreciation can be sort of easy, right? And sometimes I tell people, especially if there's been a lot of resentment, hey, start with thanks for taking the trash out. Thanks for making coffee. And the more you can train that muscle to catch your partner doing something that's good or something that you like, the better and more deeper you're going to be able to do that in the future. And I feel that's really important. So that is the gist of a 1 day or 2 day couples intensive. Basically what it is, 1 day, it is we're cramming as much couples therapy as we can into 1 day. And the purpose is for results for intensives. We do follow-ups once a month, and we're going to meet like, how's it going? And the reason for this is let's keep the results going. Let's build on our momentum. Are you two continuing on the right path, or maybe need to tweak this, right? Maybe you want more of this, less of that, whatever that is, but to keep it going. And the cool thing is I've experienced results. I'm going to share a quick testimonial. So this was a couple who did a 2 day intensive. One partner wrote to me was, "We learned more in 1 weekend with you than we did in 2 years with our other counselor. We definitely learned that talk therapy alone was not enough, and we really appreciate your approach with usable techniques to release negativity to make space and time for a more positive and loving relationship." So that was a recent one, and maybe we'll leave it at that. Also, I want to invite you, if this is something that sounds interesting to you, set up a call. I'll leave a link in the show notes. Also share a link to the Couples Intensive Therapy page on our website. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Hey everyone, if this has resonated with you, or if you've gotten anything from the podcast, please give us a 5-star rating and share this with someone who could benefit from this information.